it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient, we're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Ravens take care of business against the Cleveland Browns yesterday, 41-17. Every Friday before the game, Vinny Serrato here on the program. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, does his keys to victory. And sometimes, like against Buffalo, maybe not as many keys were hit as need be as they lost that one. But I'm assuming, Vinny, when you win 41-17, you're all over them keys.
Yep, number one was tackle well because the ball's going to come out quick. I thought they did a real nice job tackling. I thought Roquan was very physical. Thought Kyle Hamilton was physical. Wiggins had a couple nice ones. He missed one tackle, but otherwise, I thought they did a very nice job tackling. Number two, don't let Garrett disrupt. I mean, these last 2 weeks watching Garrett play, I mean, that's a defensive MVP of the league right now. I mean, that guy's spectacular.
Now, we had a caller, last hour, ask or say that he should try to get out of Cleveland, which he demanded a trade before they gave him a ton of dough. I mean, has that ship sailed? Because Cleveland doesn't look like they're anywhere near contention here in the AFC.
Defensively, they are. Offensively, they're not.
No, they're light years behind.
Yes,
people.
They're way behind offensively. They need quarterback. They need O-line. They need a legitimate receiver.
Apparently, so, Deshaun Watson was, Ken Wyman was telling me yesterday on video showing his workout. He's working out.
Oh, good. Good. Number three, take advantage of their aggressive defense. They definitely, I would say no on that, no one. I mean, that aggressive defense was kicking some ass early in that game. I mean, they were controlling the line of scrimmage for sure. Controlled the line of scrimmage. Number four, receivers win one-on-one battles. Yeah, they did. Zay probably created the most separation. Bateman had some decent separation. Tez did a nice job. D-Hop had no separation. He just catches the ball.
Yeah, he likes that. Seems like he's more comfortable with contested catches here.
You know what's funny, Bob, is Hopkins had two touchdowns with 10 catches. Or 10 plays. 10 plays. He had one was down at the half-yard line, but otherwise two touchdowns. And Tez Walker, 13 plays, two touchdowns. So very effective for those two guys. All right, number five, create turnovers. They got two. And, block punt. Is that that was a turnover too, right?
That's so they got three. That's a defensive turnover, right?
So they had three turnovers. So that was huge compared to the week before. So it was nice. They got a fumble. They got two fumble recovers and an interception. Should have had another interception, Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah.
Number six, make a play on teams. Made a couple. Thought they made a couple plays on teams. Wester, he was just so close to breaking it. And then the play that Hummel made. But Looper got to quit kicking it out of bounds. You know, in a critical, put it on the, give it to him on a 40-yard line. Come on, Looper. You got to get better at that. Number seven, don't allow 50 yards rushing. They had 49 the week before. Yeah. Judkins helped. You know, he didn't play the week before, but he helped. Would they have 112 yards rushing?
115.
Yeah. And then last but not least, make Joe move out of the pocket and hit him. They did that. He was on the go from the beginning. I mean, they were coming after him. First snap, they were blitzing. And Roquan blitzed a lot. And I thought the defensive game plan was excellent. So those were, what did we get? One, two, three, four, Five of the eight they got.
And you'll take it, and you'll certainly take the win 41-17. For Cleveland, though, with Judkins and Dylan Gabriel, maybe, isn't it time to move forward here? Because Cleveland has Green Bay coming up this weekend at home. That's a mismatch on paper, might be on the field as well, but they do play the games before we guarantee anything. But how many starts did Joe Flacco get before they just decide to move forward with the younger guys?
I think with Green Bay, they're going to need Flacco, Green Bay. Who do they got after Green Bay? Because if they're 0-3, Bob, I mean, they had a chance looking at their schedule, if I remember right.
At Detroit.
Yeah, they got a chance to be 0-6.
And then host Minnesota at Pittsburgh.
Okay, so maybe he starts Minnesota game. Gabriel, because they'd be, what, 0-5 at that time?
Well, 0-4.
0-4.
And it's at home.
Yeah, and the season's pretty much over by then. So I could see that, you know, and then Joe being the backup, and then see what he is. Because they got to find out if they got a quarterback or not, because they have two first-round picks.
Nolan, get in here for a sec before we get to the break and get to your fun house. You know, watching the game yesterday, I almost started feeling bad for Joe Flacco. Because he is in his 40s, and he's playing players that are 10, 15 years, in some cases 20, younger than him. And it just, he was never the most mobile guy to begin with, but he could extend plays. It was just like, come on, man. I don't want him to go out like this. And even Ross Tucker at the end of the game was like, it's not exact. Even Ross Tucker felt bad for him when they brought Gabriel in, who threw the touchdown pass late. But any sympathy for Joe, or it's this is your chosen profession and you play for the opposing team and this is what you signed up for and this is some of the consequences that you get when you do this sort of thing?
Maybe a little bit, but yeah, I mean, what did he talk about all offseason and right when he was named the starter? You know, I still can do this. I had a lot of people that I wanted to prove. He wanted to prove his own family, his own kids, that he could still do it. So this was a mission for him. He knew what he was getting into.
But what does it say about Cleveland that Joe Flacco is their starting quarterback? However,
that says they're in trouble, Bob. I mean, because their offensive line is bad and they have no run game, and you got a quarterback that can't move. So, I mean, if you had, you know, a run game, that Joe needs a run game. If he doesn't have a run game, and Bob, the last two games he's thrown it 45 times. I mean,
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't do that.
And by the way, Judkins had 61, and yeah, he didn't really get.
Well, he got a 31 yarder late.
Right. But outside of that, they weren't running the ball.
No.
At all. Joe was 25 of 45 for a $1.99, a touchdown and a pick. He was sacked two times. Fumble that Roquan picked up, ran into the end zone. Lamar was 19 of 29, 225, four touchdowns. Quarterback rating 128.6. Through two games, Lamar Jackson has six touchdowns and no interceptions. Zay Flowers, 7 for 75, 11 targets. So his ascension in year three, he made the Pro Bowl last year, let's not forget. His ascension in year three seems to be pretty significant. Question is, as the Ravens start to throw more given circumstances of a game, who's going to be the beneficiary of said tosses? Because you brought this up earlier, Vinny. Hopkins had two targets. They made them both count.
Right.
Bateman had four targets, and they were all, what, first half?
They were all in the first. Bob, if I'm not mistaken, they're all on the same drive.
Mark Andrews had three targets.
And he had one catch for 2 yards.
So likely when he comes back, you would assume he'll get in there. But are we seeing maybe a significant decline in what Mark Andrews brings to the table here? And second part, I mean, once you start to spread the wealth, who's going to start to eat a little bit more? Because right now, Zay Flowers getting fat, everyone else getting some crumbs.
Yeah, and Bob, the thing about it is they've only run 100 plays in the two games. They don't get enough plays. That's the problem. You know, in this past game, the reason they had 53 was short fields. You know, I mean, you get a pick six, you get a fumble return for a touchdown, you know, a block punt, you get on the 20-some yard line. So, you know, you had some short fields, which is great, but they need like 65 plays, and then, you know, we get some more. Because Lamar's thrown it, what, 19 and then 29 times?
48 times.
Yeah, so he has not thrown it a lot.
When we come back, we're going to go to the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, talk more with him, see how his weekend was. And then coming up top of the hour, news from the Nest, to hear from all the participants, or most of them anyway, from yesterday's Ravens win, buy or sell, where's the Monday money? And then the AFC North report, look at the scores and highlights from yesterday's division games. And if you're just tuning in, Joe Burrow is going to be out for 3 months. That is bad news if you're a Bengals fan.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.